Hi, my name is Dr. Hillary Van Horn-Gatlin, your moderator for tonight's house call. I am so glad you're taking the time tonight to listen to our house call, stay around telephone group visit, making 2018 a flu-free year for your family. Now, this is an interactive call, so what that means is that if you have questions at any time during the call, press 0 and we will answer your questions live. If you want to schedule an appointment with your pediatrician or to address any concerns that might come up during this call for you, just press 7 and have your Kaiser card ready. It's free to participate, so just stay on the line. Now, there are a few important things I want you to learn from our house call today. Number one, what are the steps towards prevention and protection from those winter bugs? Secondly, the importance of creating healthy habits at early ages. And finally, how to stay on track between well child checks, which I know for any of us with young kids can be tough. Now, don't forget, if you have questions at any time, press 0 and we'll answer your questions live as time permits. You can also make an appointment with your pediatrician by simply pressing 7. Again, 0 to ask a question live for our guest experts tonight, and 7 to make an appointment with your pediatrician for any questions that might come up today. Now, because the call is recorded, please just use your first name on air. And of course, if you have pressed 7 and you'd like to make an appointment, that information is entirely confidential. Your continuing to listen and participate indicate your agreement with our recording. So please have your Kaiser card available if you want to schedule an appointment, and that's by pressing 7. Now, ladies and gentlemen joining the call, we're going to start with our first poll, which means it's a true or false. 1 for true, 2 for false. So true or false, for those of you joining us, what is the best way to keep my child healthy during cold and flu season? True or false, the best way to keep my child healthy during cold and flu season is to avoid people who have symptoms of colds or flus. Again, 1 for true, 2 for false. The best way to keep my child healthy during cold and flu season is to avoid people who have symptoms of colds and flus. Now, joining us today, I have two of our wonderful experts, our South Sacramento pediatrician, Dr. Nicole Makram, and our pediatric behavioral medicine specialist, Dr. Chared Takayama. Now, as you can see, we've got a lot of people saying true to this and about 18% of people saying false. So, Dr. Takayama, Dr. Makram, is this true or false?
This is false.
Wait, I'm sorry. Don't keep them away from all the people that are coughing and hacking and looking at like they want to sneeze on my baby.
It is absolutely important to do that. And it is a piece of the puzzle, but it is not the most important piece of the puzzle. A lot of people think they could simply avoid the flu by avoiding people who are sick. Unfortunately, the flu is often contagious even a few days before a person has symptoms, so that alone will not be enough to protect your baby. The most important way to protect your family is the flu shot. It is the best prevention and protection that you can do. It's good to combine this with staying away from sick people and keeping your kids, if they're sick, home from school so they don't spread the virus to others as well.
Right.
Another important point is washing hands.
Mm-hmm.
So hand washing is really important, and working on kids with this skill is really important. So 20 seconds with soap and water or hand sanitizer will do the trick.
Excellent. Now, again, for those of you joining the call, press 0 at any time, and we will answer your questions live as time permits. And again, if you want to make an appointment with your pediatrician to ask any questions or to even learn more about our injection clinic, go ahead and press 7 at any time. So let's talk more about protection and the different ways we can keep our children healthy, especially this early time in their lives. You know, having young kids myself, I feel like I live in a petri dish of communicable diseases. Just constantly somebody's got something. So you talked about hand washing, you talked about the flu shot, and it sounds like that's really important even at this really early age.
It is really important at this early age, and working with your pediatrician and your healthcare group as a team to protect your child is exactly what we're aiming for. We want to help your child to thrive and grow into a happy and healthy adult. And a really important part of this are vaccinations. Our vaccinations are amazingly safe, amazingly effective. In fact, so effective, sometimes people in the community don't even know about how devastating the diseases can be. And we save over 2 to 3 million lives every year, which is just wonderful. So staying on schedule with these vaccines is really, really important.
And not to interrupt you, but when you say staying on schedule, what do you mean by that? I always hear about that, and I don't feel like, I mean, I feel like you guys at Kaiser as pediatricians do a great job letting me know when my well child checks are. So is that what you mean by staying on schedule, or is there something else that I need to know about?
Well, child checks are important, and a lot of times that's exactly when we get our kids caught up on their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, schedule is a series of vaccines that help to boost a child's immunity so they get the best protection they can.
Mm-hmm.
And when sometimes people think, my child's too little, they can't take all of these shots.
Right.
What could we do? Maybe we should wait and maybe we should delay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little bit like deciding to put your child into the car seat and buckle it after you've already gotten to the car, to the store, and you've already gone on the trip. You leave your child vulnerable during the time they are most vulnerable and they most need that protection.
And that's interesting because you said also that most people will be able to spread colds and flus before we even know that they have symptoms.
That is true. So avoiding sick people, like I said, is important, but you can't possibly avoid all of these illnesses just by staying away from sick
mm-hmm.
people. Another really important part about staying on schedule are boosters. And I think most of our families...
Wait, boosters like car seat boosters?
No, that's a good question. Boosters like boosting your immunity, so boosting the strength of the vaccines and the protection they offer. So a lot of people know about boosters for the vaccines babies get when they're 2 months and 4 months and 6 months. But a lot of people forget that a booster for the flu shot is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So when a baby is new and they get their flu shot, that flu shot doesn't offer full protection at first. The first shot really is a priming system. It primes their immune system to be ready for the second one, which really helps to offer the full protection.
Now, I remember when my oldest was really little that there were certain shots, even when she was very young, that we had to get multiple times for it to really work. It's kind
exactly.
of the same thing.
That's what a booster is, multiple times to keep improving the effectiveness or how well that vaccine protects your baby.
Wow. Okay. So here's another true and false for people listening at home. Again, one for true, two for false. The vaccinations that my child receives are the same as the vaccinations I received and even the same as my parents may have gotten. Again, one for true, two for false. The vaccinations my child receives are the same as vaccinations I received and even the same as the ones my parents may have received. We have, it looks like almost everyone here saying false. So are they right?
Yes, excellent job.
Well
done. That's the right answer. You guys nailed it. So the vaccines that the babies get today and children get today, there are more shots, you may have noticed, but here's the important thing. The vaccines are more pure. They have less side effects than the vaccines that you would have gotten when you were little or maybe your mom and dad got when they were little, which is just wonderful. I've always thought this is kind of an interesting way to think about getting a shot. So when you give your baby a new food, it is actually more challenging to their immune system than when we give the baby a shot. That's how pure and effective our vaccines are.
Wow. So just even adding on one new baby food, like we're supposed to do.
One new baby food has more proteins and things for the body's immune system to react to than one shot.
So you're not telling me not to try new food, but you are telling me just to kind of think about the flu shot as a way that's even, you know, safer and more important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about shots as being as natural as getting new food introduced.
Okay.
And no more stressful to your baby than having that done.
Excellent. You know what? We've got some excellent questions here. And kind of along these lines, we're going to start with Mehar, who has an excellent question. Mehar, go ahead.
I would like to know that in the cold and flu season, do you think that we should take our baby out for walks? Is that normal if he's having no symptoms?
Yeah, that's a great question. So is it safe to go on walks and go places out in the community, especially during cold and flu season?
So, a wonderful question. If you have a very little baby, one who has not been able to get any of their vaccines, it might be good to keep them a little bit more cloistered. But getting outside is really safe for all children. And taking them out on a walk, enjoying the weather is fantastic for their mood and yours, mm-hmm. and it's very safe. If a child is sick with a mild cold or mild, even a mild temperature, again, going outside, not in a big crowd of people, but just outside for a walk around the neighborhood is just fine. If they're very ill with high fevers, they need to stay inside and be monitored more closely. But getting outside is one of the best things for kids.
Yeah. And now I have something to ask you about this. So you said if they're not protected yet from this, so at what age do we start to be able to protect our kids from some of the things that you're talking about right now?
That's an excellent question. So most of our babies do get a vaccine pretty much right when they're born, shortly thereafter, and that gives protection against hepatitis B. But most of our vaccines don't start until babies are 2 months old and on the normal schedule. Now, the flu vaccine that we've been talking about is not available until children have turned 6 months.
Say that again. I can't vaccinate my youngest until he's 6 months old.
Yes, he would need to be 6 months before he can get his flu shot. This is where protecting the rest of the family comes in and is so important. When you have a very little baby in the house, making sure all the family members have gotten their flu shot helps to protect the baby who can't get his yet.
And I'm assuming that also goes for my mother-in-law who may be putting it off?
Absolutely. Yes, you can sometimes cajole grandparents into getting this done if they know they're going to be protecting their grandchildren.
Okay.
Also, same thing goes the other way. When you get your kids immunized, they help to protect their grandparents.
Oh,
okay.
You can
also be very vulnerable to the flu.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, no matter what side of the fence you sit on the phone, a flu shot sounds like it's good in protecting everyone and a good way to make sure everybody in the family stays healthy. Now, again, if you're listening and you have a question for our guest experts, go ahead and press zero at any time, and we will ask that question. Again, press zero, and we will ask our guest experts a question. I'm going to go to another true and false question before we talk about the flu shot clinic, how to make an appointment, and how to kind of go about some of this. So true or false? We've talked about the importance of staying on schedule. So as a parent of young children, true or false, if my baby has a cold or low-grade fever, we need to wait before we get them their flu vaccination. Again, true or false, one being true, two false. If my baby has a cold or a low-grade fever, we need to wait before we give them their flu vaccination. Okay, and the answer here is most people here are saying false. Dr. Macklin, what's the answer on this one?
Are you pretty curious about this?
I'm really curious because I have a feeling I'm guilty on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm glad to see the responses. I thought they would go the other way, but absolutely it is false. If your child has a mild cold, a low-grade fever under 102, it is completely safe for them to get their flu vaccine. Babies' immune systems are amazing multitaskers. They're more than able to fight off the little cold that they have as well as work on getting the new protection against the flu. It is so important to get this on board because of how serious flu infections can be, that it is not worth it to wait for a mild cold or a low-grade fever. So.
And that's a really good point. I know this last winter we had a really ugly cold and flu season, and I know for myself as a mother with a very, very young baby in the home at the time, it was so scary seeing all the horrible things that were happening, just in terms of cold and flu season and thinking about not being able, you know, obviously, to protect my baby yet. And so I think that brings up a really good point, because I know with one of my children, I may have been guilty of waiting probably a little too long because it felt like she always had a cold. She always had the sniffles. There was always something going on.
I completely understand why you would be worried, and you want your baby to be healthy and not have any serious side effects, and you want everything to be at the prime time. Mm-hmm. it just doesn't work that way sometimes during winter. And knowing that it is completely safe to have that vaccine, even when they do have a mild cold, is should be reassuring that you can bring the baby in and get protected against more serious illness.
Now, as a mom, let's say that I'm worried or I'm anxious about this and I'm not quite sure, what would you recommend to me to kind of check with this? So, I mean, is there something I should do before I figure out if it's time to bring my baby back in and get that, especially that second flu vaccination potentially?
Right. Well, I think probably one of the most important people that you can talk to is your pediatrician, because that's the person who's known your baby since they were born, and should be a person that you're working with as a team to help your baby grow and thrive. So that's a good resource. There are wonderful resources online about vaccines. You have to be careful which ones you pick, but there are some fantastic resources online through the American Academy of Pediatrics as well as the CDC that provide really well-studied information and answer many, many of the concerns that parents have.
Yeah. And now, Dr. Takayama, I see you shaking your head, nodding very vigorously when she's talking about being careful about what you're looking at online. Anything that you would add to what Dr. Makram said?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of good information online. There's a lot of information online that we, unfortunately, have not seen or read ourselves personally and vetted, and so we definitely encourage parents to please bring that information to us in the clinic. We'd be happy to have those conversations with you and to answer any, you know, concerns you may have. This is definitely sometimes a very anxiety-provoking experience, especially with a newborn. And we are definitely here to support you through that process. Myself and my colleagues are located at each of the facilities, and we'd be happy to support any way that we can in your family and our pediatricians.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, Wesley, you have an excellent question that I hear asked all the time. Are you willing to give us this question again? We get this all the time. Go ahead.
Yes, I've heard that the flu vaccine can sometimes cause the flu or flu-like symptoms. I've never experienced that personally, but with my son, I'm curious if that's something to be concerned about.
Excellent question. Thank you. So again, you know, is it safe to give, you know, our baby a flu shot and not give them the flu? I've heard about this a lot as well. So how do you respond to this? Help me.
Here is the wonderful news about the flu shot. You cannot get the flu from the flu shot. It is what we called a killed virus vaccine.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again. A killed virus? Like
yes.
Dead?
What this means is there's nothing living that can actually cause the disease in the flu shot. All it does is it tricks the immune system into thinking it has had an infection and so makes it so it'll protect the body. There is absolutely no infection put into the baby at all, and you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. But this is a very common misconception.
It is.
I hear it
all the time.
And there are, I think, a lot of reasons why it happens. First of all, a lot of people get their flu shot during flu season, and especially if you wait to get your flu shot when the flu is really all around, it is easy to pick it up around the same time you might be getting your flu shot. So that's always possible. Mm-hmm. The flu shot takes a couple weeks to start to really have effectiveness, so it's possible that the person that you've heard this from had been exposed in the meantime. And remember, babies actually take two shots to really get their immune system working. They need that booster, and they're still vulnerable until they get that.
And remind me, what's that magic window for that booster, that second shot?
That's a really good point. So the second shot needs to be 30 days or 1 month after the first one. Ideally, you'd want to get it just about exactly 1 month. We can do it any time after that.
Okay. And speaking of doing it any time, I heard a rumor that the flu clinic is opening up soon. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Our flu clinic is going to be amazing this year. We have staff that will be at our clinics that will take care of the entire family.
And for those of us with little babies, are they used to giving our little babies the shots? Because as a parent, it's I want somebody that knows how to give my baby a shot if I'm going to have to do it.
All of the nurses there are trained in taking care of pediatric patients, and we've made sure our pediatric nurses have helped with the training process.
Okay.
So those nurses are now experts, too, in pediatrics.
Okay. So you said it starts on the 22nd. That's a Saturday.
Yes. The clinics are available on Saturdays, both at our South Sacramento facility as well as the Elk Grove facility, and they're open all day.
Yeah.
And for adults, not for kids, but for adults, they're even drive-through flu shots.
Now, I heard that tonight, if you press 7, you could go ahead and even book an injection for your child so that you can make sure that if you think that there might be an issue with you having to follow up or get that flu shot for your baby, that you can go ahead and do that. So if you press 7 at any time, it sounds like not only can you talk to your pediatrician, but you could potentially get that flu shot booked. Is there any challenges with that?
The only challenge is that we don't have the flu vaccine available for adults if you book the appointment. So you may book the appointment for any of your children, but if you press number 7, but you won't be able to get your own vaccine done.
So you could bring all the little ones in, get all the kids their shots.
Yep.
But if you're over 18, you've got to go to something like the flu clinic.
Yeah. If you're no longer a pediatric patient, the flu clinic is the best place for you. There will be additional flu tables also opening up as of September 24th within all of the facilities where you can simply walk in and get them done during regular office hours
Excellent. Now, I have another really good question, and this is by Nima Faye. Nima Faye, do you want to ask your question?
Yes. So recently, my daughter got diagnosed with pneumonia, but she was premature. So I know early on she had an issue with the development of her lungs. So with the upcoming flu season, I was wondering, is there any extra precautions that I need to take? Because
can you hear us?
It cut off just a bit at the end, but
I think I can answer the rest of her question. Yeah. So she said, you know, so going into flu season, is she at further risk given this, and is there anything else that she needs to do to keep her daughter safe?
All right. Well, I'm glad it sounds like your baby has recovered from the pneumonia. Thank you for sharing your story. That must have been really scary for you. I'd like to say that all of the things we talked about today are important for your baby. And you're right, she is more vulnerable not only to catching the flu, but from getting pneumonias and other more serious infections because she was premature. It's the most important for her, of course, to get her flu vaccine. I'd also like to let all our callers know that when your kids and your family gets the flu shot, you help protect premature babies like the one that our caller just talked about when her immune system may not work as well. So we work as a community to help and look out for all the members of our community.
And so it sounds like if you have a baby who was born early, making sure that you are able to get them that flu shot when they turn, you said 6 months old?
6 months.
When they turn 6 months old and on, it's really, really important. And then following it up with a booster shot at 1 month old, even if they've got the
flu.
Yes. So 1 month later. Even if they have the sniffles, even if they've got a cold, and even if they have a low-grade fever below 102, is that all correct?
Less than 102. You know how the winter goes. That sometimes it seems like your baby may have the cold and sniffles the whole winter, and you'd miss your chance to get protection against the really important things.
Yes, absolutely. Now, again, we have just about enough time for one more question if anybody has a question by going ahead and pressing 0. And, again, if you want to go ahead and book that injection, all you have to do is press 7, and we can get your children vaccinated before our flu clinic shot program goes live on Saturday, September 22nd.
I'd like to add a little something about one of our previous questions about whether or not the flu shot can cause the flu.
Yes.
We already talked about the fact that it does not cause the flu, but often people might get sick just because there's lots of illness around. But the other thing to remember is the flu shot is just about like the other vaccines your babies get. So all vaccines can cause a little bit of soreness at the site of the shot and can cause a little bit of low-grade fever following the shot. this is actually a good sign that the vaccine is working appropriately.
Really?
It lets you know that the body's immune system is having a good response. And so having a little bit of fever won't hurt your baby, and it lets you know the vaccine is working.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that, Dr. Makram. So, Dr. Takayama, one last question for you, because, again, I know, as a mom, just sometimes I have feelings. I know how important the shots are, but I have feelings about it. Any tips that you would give me as a mom, taking my kid into the clinic, especially if I've got lots of kids that I might be trying to vaccinate at the same time, just in terms of managing my own stress level?
Yes. That, I think, is a common question that we see as well. And one of the amazing things about us here in South Sacramento and Elk Grove is that we have a wonderful team of health psychologists who are fully embedded in pediatrics. We are more than happy to help support the family in any way. I guess to answer your question, my answer is support, support, support. Bring a loved one, a spouse, a partner. We'd be happy to tag team and provide any coping for any anxiety. It's very common that we see this needle phobia. It's a very weird experience to have something like this.
Right.
And that just says that our body is doing what it needs to do. It's protecting us. Sometimes, too, though, we also need to support our parents, and this can be a very scary, event. But doesn't mean that it has to be traumatic or painful in any way. We are here to help you.
It sounds like part of it also, from what I'm hearing, is helping me as a mom manage maybe my own facial expressions.
Yes, that is a part of it.
Okay.
And, babies are very good at intuitive learning. They will sense how we feel. They will learn based on our behaviors and our actions, and that's what they're picking up on. So different ways that we could stay calm, stay in the moment. Again, bringing that other loved one or family member that's also there to provide support for us, too. It's a very scary experience, but it doesn't have to be that way sometimes.
Yeah. And just remembering that I'm doing this for my kids so they stay healthy and keep them healthy. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be a wonderful actor.
Fair.
So let your baby know that you're doing this to keep them healthy.
Okay.
Protection is
so key. I've got one last question from Xander, and this is a great one about maybe a fun vacation, but maybe some worries. Xander, go ahead.
Hi, so my name's Jenny. I have two little ones, a 3 and a 1-year-old. And my concern is after last year when the flu season was really bad, it was to basically expose them to other people, and I became really freaked out about taking them out on, like, even to the park. So I was just wondering, like, if the kids are vaccinated, how safe is it, or is it recommended or is it not recommended to take them to, like, I don't know, theme parks or on a family vacation where they're going to be exposed to a lot of people? Is it not recommended to do that?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think as moms, it's so hard because we want to have fun. We want them to have these great experiences, but we also are afraid to expose them, especially when we see these things on the news. So with Disneyland, is Disneyland still on the table during flu season?
So that is a wonderful question and is a little bit of a personal answer depending on your family and those sorts of things. So a flu vaccine, and in fact all vaccines, are not perfect. That is important to know. Just because you got the flu vaccine, you're not going to have 100% protection. It is your best protection, but it is not 100%. So it offers, though, like I said, a very good protection, and you would have to sort of weigh the risks and benefits. So a Disneyland vacation can be just fantastic for the family. And you just have to keep in mind at certain times of year there is going to be a little bit higher risk of contracting the flu or some of the other winter viruses.
The flu, the virus.
Right.
Okay.
But if you take all the precautions we spoke about, you're going to lower your risk of getting those things. Now, somebody who has a premature baby, somebody who has a child who has pretty significant underlying illnesses,
like
this might be a
happening.
Good time to avoid Disneyland.
Okay.
But if your child is well and has been vaccinated and you're following the rules of hand washing and those sorts of things, again, it's a personal decision, but it's still safe to go to Disneyland.
So what I'm hearing is if you have a child that, let's say, for example, premature and is still very young, if they can't get, all of their vaccinations, so not just the flu, but those other kind of big ones like measles, mumps, things like that, and then children who might be more likely to get other sicknesses more easily, it might be a good thing maybe to avoid flu and cold season, those high flu and cold season places where there's lots of people.
Lots of people.
But who's the best person for me to check? If I'm like, God, I really want to go to Disneyland, but I fall in that category.
Yeah, if you're just sort of torn, your family can't make the decision, check with your pediatrician. We love to talk to families. We love to talk to parents. We love it when you have questions for us and you're concerned about your children, because we're concerned about your children too, and we want to work with you to keep them healthy.
And if you wanted to make this even easier for yourselves, press zero, and we will go ahead and take care of that for you. Again, you and press seven, and we will talk to your pediatrician and help you get in touch with them as soon as possible. Again, just press seven, and we'll help you answer this question for yourselves. So, again, as a reminder for those of you who are still on the phone, if you want, the flu clinic opens up on Saturday, September 22nd. And what time does it open?
It's 8:30 till 5 on all for four Saturdays at both Elk Grove and at South Sacramento.
So four Saturdays in a row starting Saturday, September 22nd from 8:30 to 5, and at every single location?
Not every single. The Promenade facility will not have flu clinic.
Oh,
but
so
the
Elk Grove, Bighorn,
and the South Sacramento.
Okay. And will there be big signs letting people know where to go again?
There will be so many big signs. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So I want to thank everyone. Thank you, Dr. Mapham. Thank you, Dr. Takayama, for joining us tonight. And remember, if you have questions we didn't address, go ahead and follow up with your pediatrician by just pressing 7 now. We can even work with you to book your injection if needed. And to our colleagues, a reminder that we will go ahead and call you within the day to set up that time to discuss your personal needs with your care team. You can also get more information on kp.org, and these house calls are now available on our KP South Sacramento website on the Health Resources homepage. Now, for generic, non-personal questions, you can also call 916-544-6220, and our Health Education Department will contact you and even maybe connect you with a health coach if that's what's needed. Again, for this program or any other programs to help you stay as healthy as possible, please give us a call. Stay healthy, thrive, and I hope to see you at the Flu Clinic on Saturday, September 22nd, 8:30. Thank you, Dr. Mapham. Thank you, Dr. Takayama. Good night and good health.